All right, what's up, y'all? I just got in. I went to go get my haircut. If you follow me on Instagram, personal underscore page, you know that I said this morning I was going to go get my haircut. It actually took longer than I expected, but I'm back in the crib, and you are listening to Starting From Scratch, the blogcast. Yes, it's called a blogcast. Why is it called a blogcast? Because with a podcast, you put out an episode, and then you got to wait next week for the next episode. Guess what? The way I do it here on my blogcast is I'm going to put out as many episodes as I want. I'm going to say what I have to say. And that's just it. It's not going to be an hour long, 2 hours long. No disrespect to those that do put out podcasts that last that long. But with a blogcast, I may make it 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 25 minutes, 45 minutes. I do whatever the hell I want to do on my blogcast. It's just me. And that's just that. And I got a lot to say. But before I begin to start saying what I have to say, I got my bag of peanuts. I'm straining my, my moonshine that I had from last week. Shout out to my brother Javier. He hooked me up with a big bottle of peach moonshine. But like I told you guys yesterday, I have to strain the moonshine because it looked like a packet of duck sauce. It got little particles in it. I don't know what the fuck it is. I guess it's used to make the moonshine taste great. But I like to strain my shit before I drink it. So now, as I'm eating my peanuts, I don't know how I'm going to do this shit. I don't want to knock the mic and make it all out of control. But you're going to hear some sounds of a bag in the background. That's a plastic bag. Every time I peel my peanuts, I want to put in the plastic bag the shells because it just makes too much of a damn mess. But anyway, I'm here to talk about mental illness in hip-hop, mental illness in the black community. And I woke up this morning. I was listening to The Breakfast Club, and people were talking about The Breakfast Club was talking about a documentary that J. Cole put out called For Your Eyes Only. Now, one particular song that actually stood out is False Prophets. Everybody was talking about False Prophets. Yo, he was getting that Kanye. Yo, he was talking about Wale. Before I get into False Prophets, let me just tell y'all, don't sit there in front like y'all don't know nobody, especially in the black community, that never went through some type of mental illness. We all know somebody that we've seen growing up, or that we know that are friends of a friend or maybe a family member that went through some shit. And the most we said was, yo, that's crazy. That shit is fucked up. What have we done to help that person? First and foremost, if you did know of someone, especially a family member, and you guys did whatever the hell you had to do to help that person out, and that person still didn't get the proper help that they needed, or they went on ahead to get the proper help that they needed, guess what? Newsflash. This shit going on with Kanye, this shit going on with Kid Cudi is nothing new. It's something that's been going on for many years, just that you know how we are in the black community. We don't like to talk about things like that. We don't like to talk about going to a therapist or seeking some type of professional help. But guess what? I recently saw a therapist between the months of October and November, or maybe September and October. I can't really remember. But I went to go see a therapist. I had to go see a therapist. Why? I just be going through my shit. I don't share it with everybody because the first thing people will do, they start gossiping about you. They start talking shit about you. So you know what? I went on ahead and saw a therapist, and I'm not as bugged out as I thought I was. We all got some type of bugged outness in us, but there's nothing wrong with going to see a therapist. So boom, right? Kid Cudi types up this long speech, puts it on Instagram about how he's going to seek help for some type of mental illness that he got going on. Yeah, I read it. And I said, all right, well, you know, it is what it is. Kid Cudi going to seek help. That's great. Thumbs up. I ain't say nothing else about it. I saw people on Twitter talking about, yo, you shouldn't make light. Not me per se, but people shouldn't make light of Kid Cudi's illness. Mental illness is a real thing out here. And I get all that. Now, on the other show that I do, the podcast, I should say, the Industry Cosign, we had talked about it briefly, and I was labeled Mr. Insensitive because I saw it and I was just like, all right, well, you know, it is what it is. Go get help. Like, what else you want me to say? And y'all know, y'all can't front, especially again in the black community. Y'all know the first thing we hear if somebody says they feel depressed or they want some help or they want to do something, yo, that's fucked up. Just go get some help. Or we'll be like, nigga, you all right? Like, nah, you'll be good. Nigga, just have this drink. Nigga, you'll be all right. You straight. Okay, so Kid Cudi made it a big deal that he went to go get help. Again, thumbs up to that guy. Great. Now, Kanye, he goes into an institution We already heard some of the tapes, how they was the EMS, the operator on the phone was like, make sure he doesn't have a weapon or anything like that. We got to handcuff him to the bed. Handcuffing Kanye to the bed is standard procedure. You want to make sure you don't harm yourself or others around you if you don't know anything about mental illness. Or if you're working with the mentally handicapped, like I told you guys previously before, that's the kind of work that I used to do. So they're supposed to handcuff you to a bed to make sure that you don't bug the fuck out. Now, let me just give you guys a little history. Sorry for the feedback. That's my phone right near me. Now, let me give you guys a little history. Some years ago, I think it was back in 91, 92. I think it was 92. I was arrested for trying to jump out of a fifth floor window on some mental illness shit. Let me tell you the deal. Let me tell you what happened, right? This chick that I was seeing, her and I weren't on good terms at all. What she used to do was, she never used to want to initiate sex or anything like that. So she would go with her family cousins, like her girl cousins, her sisters and all that. They used to go to strip clubs. Then when I used to sit in the house and just chill, because strip clubs ain't really my thing. They used to go watch men shake their asses and all that shit. And then she used to come to the crib talking about she horny, she want to fuck. Nah, you don't want me. You got horny from watching these niggas shake their meat around and all this shit. Now all of a sudden you want to come home and fuck? Nah, fuck out of here. So we had like, we used to have a lot of heavy words because they used to go to strip club often. So my thing was, if this was the thing that was getting you hot and horny, nah, I ain't fucking with you. Like, this shit is just not working. So they went on ahead and went to the strip club one night. Me and her had words, and she was like, yo, you got to get the fuck out of my house and all this other shit. Because I was staying with her, not living with her. I was staying with her. I would stay, you know, some days at a time, and then, you know, I'd be out. So she was like, yo, you got to get the fuck out of here. So I got so mad. I said, this fucking bitch, yo. I was so mad. Like, yo, she knew I'm right. Whatever, whatever. And I tried to do some bullshit and break the window guard, acting as if I was going to jump out the window. Oh, man, all hell broke loose. She went and called the ambulance. They came, bust the door down. Police put me into a stretcher. I mean, EMS tech put me on the stretcher, handcuffed me to the bed. Next thing you know, I was going to the hospital for psych evaluation. Guess what? I told them straight up, I did some real dick shit to get this chick mad, to make her think I was psycho-wico and all this other shit. Yo, it wasn't that serious in my case for me, but I know why I did what I did. So going back to Kid Cudi, yeah, hearing his story, I was like, all right, well, you know what? Maybe something might be wrong with him or whatever. I know Kid Cudi's good for talking shit, so whatever. So now Kid Cudi goes at Drake. Now, in hip-hop, if you understand hip-hop, we're going to use anything in our power to get back at you if we're beefing with you, because we want to hit you where it hurts. It's almost like when you snap on somebody. Well, we call it a snap. Some people call it the dozens or whatever. When you snap on somebody, and I grew up doing that shit, yo, sometimes when you snap on people, you're going to get personal, where you're going to get the oohs and ahs from people that's listening on some funny shit. It gets so bad to the point where people want to fucking fight you because of how personal you get. It's the same thing in fucking hip-hop, B. It's the same thing. And I grew up heavily around hip-hop, especially old-school hip-hop. And anytime a lyricist get at you, especially on some personal shit, to me, it's almost like just like you snapping on a person. It is what it is. You're going to say what you have to say to get the impact and reaction that you're trying to get, and that's that. Move forward. So Kid Cudi gets at Drake. I don't know what the fuck Kid Cudi said to Drake. So what does Drake do? Drake go ahead, puts out a song. What's the name of that song? Let me see if I can look it up real quick, because I try to save this shit. I was just so on fire this morning when I was thinking about this whole shit. But anyway, is this the song? I think this is the song. Okay, so Drake says, no, I think that's J. Cole. Anyway, Drake says some shit to Kid Cudi, and the first thing everybody want to talk about, yo, Drake is fucked up. How can he talk about Kid Cudi's illness? Yo, that's foul. He hit below the belt. Again, if you understand hip-hop, this is what it is. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody's saying, yo, but this shit is serious. You should know when to pump your brakes. Don't say this, say that. Again, in hip-hop, there's no rules. People getting at you. Me, per se, if I was a rapper and I was getting at you, I'm either talking about one or two things. I'm snapping back at you. I'm doing research, doing the facts, and then I'm putting it out there in the song. Or I'm going to tell you straight up, yo, fuck all that lyric shit. Let's just shoot the fair one. That wasn't the case because Kid Cudi was in his mental institution or whatever, and Drake is torn doing whatever he's doing. So that wasn't the case. But Kid Cudi did say, yo, when I come home, I'm going to see you. All right, boom. That died down. That settled down. Now, all of a sudden in the news, oh, guess what? Kanye is actually going to a mental institution because he broke down and he's fucked up. Now everybody's saying, oh, it's because he lost his moms, he never really got over it, or because Kim Kardashian got robbed, he wasn't there. Whatever the case may be, Kanye is, he went in, supposedly got some help, and he was actually finally released. Okay, great. Now, moving forward. J. Cole drops this documentary, right? One of the songs from this documentary that's playing all over the radio is False Prophets. He didn't say any names, but everybody quickly assumed he's talking about Kanye, he's talking about Wale. Let me just read to you some of the lyrics that I got when I looked it up on genius.com. Now, you just go through your phases, life of the angry and famous, rap like I know I'm the greatest, then give you tropical flavors, still have been on hiatus, you stay Xanaxed up, you stay Xanaxed and perked up, so when it's really set in, you don't get to face it. Okay, these are the Drake lyrics. I fucked up. These are Drake lyrics. But anyway, going to continue. So when it really set in, you don't got to face it. I'm down 200 in Vegas, but winning life on a daily basis. It seems like nobody wants to stay in my good graces. I'm like a real estate agent putting you all in your places. Look what happens soon as you talk about me crazy. Is you crazy? All right. Those are the lyrics that Drake has said towards Kid Cudi. Now, let me see if I can pull up real quick their lyrics to what J. Cole said. That way, I want to really read it to you guys because everybody's just going crazy with this shit. Now, let's see. That's probably what I was reading from Drake. I'm just so fucked up. Like, I'd just be all over the place. So, forgive me. Let me just see if I can pull this up real quick. Okay, now, nobody with the balls to say something to contest him. Oh, no, let me just go back a little bit. All right. Here's what J. Cole said, right? Yeah, life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can still slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these niggas tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star, and we can't look away. Due to the days that he caught our hearts, he's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying that half-assed shit we drop, we always buy it. When he tell us he's a genius, but it's clearer lately, it's been hard for him to look in the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why I fall from grace is hard to take, because I believed him when he said his shit was purer. And he, the type of nigga swear he real, but all around he's fake. The women, the dick riders, you know, the yes men. Nobody with the balls to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control into the person that he was truly all along. It's starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing niggas based off the words they be rapping. But come to find out, these rappers don't even write they shit. Here's some new style bubbling up. Then they bite the shit. Damn, that's what I get for lying to myself. Well, it's fucked up. What's more important is he's crying for help while the world's egging him on. I'm begging him to stop and playing his old shit, knowing he won't trip. False Prophets. Now, that's what J. Cole had to say. I'm assuming talking about Kanye. I don't even know what he said about Wale. I don't even care to get into that shit because we all know Wale get into his shit. You can hit something, you can tweet something to Wale. Wale's going to get at you. Where, you know, in this music industry, even in your personal life, sometimes when people talk shit, man, sometimes you got to just ignore that shit and just keep it pushing. Now, going back to mental illness as I eat my peanuts, right? Again, we all know somebody that bugs out, that trips, get on some shit. You may not be working. You may be in the house. Your wife getting on your nerves. Your husband getting on your nerves. The kids are getting on your fucking nerves. You don't have no money to take a vacation. Yo, you hate the fucking job that you at. Like, anything can happen that'll make you want to bug out a little bit. That's why it's designated at jobs for you to take vacation. Sometimes you just can't take it all. You got to just take a break from everything. When you're a celebrity and you're in the spotlight, a lot of people are going to be on you. You have to learn to ignore the tweets, ignore the memes. People are going to talk shit regardless. Look how this industry is built, right? Everybody was getting on Drake for saying some ill shit to Kid Cudi. But as soon as J. Cole got something to say, I haven't seen anybody really say anything heavy about what J. Cole said. Yo, nigga, J. Cole got lyrics. He's saying what he's saying. But all you see the headline saying is, yo, J. Cole getting at people. He not playing. He on fire. Let's look at the bigger issue here, people. J. Cole's a lyricist. Period. He said what he had to say. He expressed himself. I had to plug up my equipment, do this broadcast out of my home so I can say what I have to say. I couldn't wait until I record the industry cosign and it must be said. I couldn't wait to that. This is my shit. This is my broadcast. And I got to say, y'all really bugging the fuck out, man. Y'all really bugging the fuck out. If y'all really care about what Kid Cudi has to say or what Drake has to say, you're entitled to your opinion. I get that. But if you're really concerned about what's going on, look at the bigger picture. If you're really concerned about what's going on with mental health in the black community, start doing something about it, man. Really start doing something about it, because everybody's a fucking critic. One minute, you're swaying with Drake, talking about how Drake is the shit. Yo, the girls be like, oh my God, I love Drake. The minute he says something about Kid Cudi, oh, he's wrong. Kid Cudi's going through his shit. Leave the shit alone. Leave it alone. If you want to have something to talk about what's going on in your own backyard. Is everything in your household okay? Is your marriage okay? Your relationship okay? Are your kids okay? How's your finances? Is it okay? How about your credit? Is that okay? If you're going to talk what you talk and you worry about what's going on in your life, things will be much better. Because y'all can say whatever the fuck y'all want to say about Drake and J. Cole. They're not even thinking about you. Not the God's honest truth. They ain't thinking about you. They may be listening to what the Elliot Wilson's got to say. Or maybe some other rappers got to say. Just like y'all tore Lil Wayne up. Talking about, I don't know nothing about Black Lives Matter. Yo, Drake is fucked up. That's crazy. But y'all was all on Lil Wayne's side when he's beefing with Cash Money about his paper. Soon as he said he don't know nothing about Black Lives Matter, that's not his concern, everybody wants to tear Lil Wayne up. Y'all so fucking funny, man. Y'all people are so funny. Y'all jump on what y'all want to jump on. That's why I like the position I play. I don't give a fuck about none of this silly shit that's going on, man. I'm going to tell you why. If Kid Cudi knew something was going on with him and he went and got help, leave it alone. Yo, Kid Cudi, I wish you a great recovery. Same thing with Kanye. I wish you a great recovery. Everybody's saying, oh, I want the old Kanye back. If Kanye stayed the same, then Kanye would be boring. He'd be straight up boring. But because he's now seeking help about something that he may be going through, in my personal opinion, I just think Kanye needs rest. Stay off of social media. Keep things with your wife private. Remember Biggie said it best? Guns, I bust them. Problems with my wife, don't discuss them. You should do that with everything in your life, Kanye. Keep to yourself. Fuck what people got to say. Don't get on your Twitter rants. Get some rest, man. Right? This is the fourth quarter. Anybody that work in the music industry, you know during the fourth quarter, you may drop something that's going to ride over into the next year. Or you may not. You may just sit back and chill because you dropped something earlier, like maybe in September. August, September, and you can ride that shit out. But this is the fourth quarter, and this is what you want to do. You want to go get yourself some help? Continue to go ahead and get yourself some help, man. Fuck what the naysayers got to say. And people may listen to this broadcast and say, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and it's irritating that he's eating peanuts all in our ear and shit like that. Then turn me the fuck off. Because I'm going to say what I got to say, baby. I'm going to definitely say what I got to say. Now, I'm done with my little rant. If you want to follow me, go to Instagram, personal_page. Right? You can follow me there. I'm also on Twitter. I am Kurt Sparks on Twitter. I also have another Instagram account. It's called Kurt Sparks. Oh, and before I go, also, let me just let you guys know. Remember I was talking about that speeding ticket that I got in North Carolina? Well, I called up a lawyer, and the lawyer was like, yo, for this price, I can get the shit knocked out. You won't get no points in your license or nothing like that. God is very good, because I was really pissed off about maybe having points on my license and my insurance going up. So God is good. I didn't want no fucking points on my license. When you're unemployed and you got points on your license and your insurance go up, that's not a good thing. I'm not saying I couldn't cover it. I'm not saying that. But who the fuck want to be unemployed with points on their license and on top of that, your insurance going up? So I got a court date that's supposed to be in February of next year. I'm gonna be able to knock that shit out, get it out the way. So I got time. Now, other than that, I thank y'all for fucking with me. I submitted this blogcast to iTunes. I got to check iTunes to see if it's there. But in the meantime, go to my Instagram account, personal_page. You're going to see a link in my profile that's going to take you straight to my blogcast. I might be here later. I might not. Depends on how I feel. If I get comments about this blogcast, I might be here. Or I might just come back just to talk shit. Or I might just call somebody up because I'm fucking bored and I want to talk. That's what I'll probably do. So, on that note, I'm out. Thank you all for rocking with me. I told you I'm not going to make these blogcasts long or nothing like that. I'm going to just do what I do. If you want to holler, again, follow me on Instagram, personal_page, or on Twitter, @IamKurtSparks. Peace, y'all. Peace, y'all.